2-Minute Christianity. 50 Big Ideas Every Christian Should Understand. Chapter 46. God's Kryptonite. The Almighty has weaknesses too. In the beginning, God wasn't omnipotent. Only later in the Bible did he become all-powerful, all-knowing, omnipresent, and so on. Some of the earliest Bible stories reveal God's initial limitations. We read in the book of 2 Kings that after a unified Israel split into Israel and Judah, the kingdom of Moab was a vassal of Israel. One Moabite king tired of paying tribute to Israel and rebelled. To subjugate Moab, Israel and its allies attacked, destroying cities and towns as they went. When they reached the last stronghold, the king of Moab had one final ploy. He took his son, the future king, and sacrificed him on the city wall to the Moabite god Chemosh. The result, quote, "There was an outburst of divine anger against Israel, so they broke off the attack and returned to their homeland," unquote. This contradicts the promise from just a few verses earlier, where the prophet Elisha said, "Yahweh will hand Moab over to you. You will defeat every fortified city and every important city." Even worse, in a fight between the tribes of Yahweh and Chemosh, Yahweh lost. Perhaps Yahweh could have won if he had gotten the energy boost from the sacrifice of the future king instead of his rival. If Chemosh sounds like nothing more than a tribal god made up by primitive ancient people, why does Yahweh look any different? Let's examine another wartime situation in the book of Judges. An enemy had harassed Israel for 20 years with 900 chariots, fitted with iron, but as powerful as this chariot force was, Israel with God's support was able to defeat it. Earlier in Judges, another conflict ends very differently. The book begins with the Israelite tribes of Judah and Simeon joining forces to destroy the remaining Canaanite strongholds. The campaign wasn't universally successful, however. Quote, "Yahweh was with the men of Judah. They took possession of the hill country, but they were unable to drive the people from the plains, because they had chariots fitted with iron," unquote. The verse makes clear that Yahweh was there, supporting his people, but somehow Iron Age weaponry defeated the Almighty Creator of the universe. This is easy to understand when we realize that at this point in the Bible, Yahweh had weaknesses and was not the omnipotent being he evolved into later in the Bible. He was more like Hercules, very strong but not invincible, wise but not all-knowing, and moody. The Bible itself records the evolution. Jesus also had limitations. While preaching in Nazareth, he didn't get the reception he was expecting. Quote, "He could not do any miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them. He was amazed at their lack of faith," unquote. The reason for Jesus's failure isn't the point, of course. The point is that Jesus failed. If iron is God's kryptonite, apparently it's lack of faith for Jesus. These stories neatly illustrate that God, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent today, evolved from much humbler literary beginnings. What do you think? Add a comment, and don't forget to like and subscribe. To read the text of this chapter with references, go to 2minutechristianity.com and search for this chapter. Or buy the book and get all 50 chapters at once. Thanks for your interest.